Who, in fact, I have to tell you, $300 million. You don't need anybody's advice. Just put it anywhere. Just even if it draws no interest, doesn't earn anything, you'll never run out of money. You know who needs a good financial advisor? Most everybody. And the smartest people and the most of the people who go to financial advisors aren't multimillionaires. They like to become multimillionaires, and in some cases they do. Most people just want to be comfortable. They want to be secure. They want to have independence financially. That's what Mark Reed and Jason Becker will help you do. They're with Stifel Nicolaus, and if you have $25,000 or more, you might want to hear what they have to say about what you're doing with that money and what they think maybe you ought to be doing. Meeting costs you nothing. All you have to do is call them. All the information is at their website, markandjason.com.
It's a large morning show in the afternoon, vacation edition, here on the Big 550 KTRS. Frank, Ian, and Dan are still off in Jamaica with 100 or so of our listeners. I am Paul Harris, here with Tim and Josh. And the reason we're hearing the Mike Evans music now is because we're going to be off the air today at 5:30, and so we couldn't have Mike on at his regular time of 5:40. We've got a Mizzou basketball game coming up at 6 o'clock, and the pregame's at 5:30 before they play the Georgia Bulldogs. So we're getting Mike on now from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Get her done, get her done, get her done, get her done.
How are you?
Fine.
Well, we're lucky here. Very, very lucky.
Why's that?
Because we made it through snowpocalypse.
It's really snowing, huh?
Oh, not now, but last night. Yesterday afternoon was a mess, and last night we had over 2 inches of snow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, snow. Pockwiz question, name the name of the presidential candidate whose sister is a United States Federal Appeals Superior Court judge. Marco Rubio. Ted Cruz. Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump. Update, love, Nuggets. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are always all over each other, well, out in public. They are Hollywood's most loving couple. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga and fiancé Taylor Kinney are officially engaged, but they may be getting married sooner rather than later. Same is true with Eva Longoria and her new boyfriend, Pippi. Antonio Baston from France. He's a real estate tycoon worth millions.
Is that chauffeurs?
Paul McCartney, Elton John are spearheading a plan to do a huge tribute to David Bowie that would be televised worldwide come summer. Tickets for Jennifer Lopez's show in Las Vegas are getting harder to get because it's the hottest ticket in town. By the way, while on Jennifer Lopez, she was wearing an oversized clothes. She's also been complaining of being sick to her stomach while shooting American Idol. You don't think she couldn't be pregnant. She's not married.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah, so that's just crazy talk.
Yeah.
Who cares? Caitlyn Jenner is writing her memoirs. I mean, you know, she couldn't get people to come and see her at her engagements. Why would people buy her book?
Yeah, because nobody knows her story. It hasn't been told at all.
Yeah. Doesn't she have a TV show memoir?
Just Caitlin.
Yeah.
More, who cares? Bette Midler is going to star on Broadway in Hello, Dolly.
Okay.
Somebody, hey, Bette. The 50s called, and they won their playback. I mean, you know, what's next? Fiddler on the Roof, maybe?
She was in Fiddler on the Roof. Huh? When she was a young actress, she was in Fiddler on the Roof as one of the daughters.
Can you bring that back, too?
Yeah.
17-year-old Paris Jackson has gone militant again, chain-smoking, flipping. How do you be 17 years old and be a chain-smoker?
Because you're stupid.
I guess. Flipping off the media. Boy, she turns 18, it's going to get ugly. Why people don't believe me, I don't know. But John Travolta is bald as an eagle. You can take it to the bank.
Okay.
Great quote. Politics is a gentle art of getting votes from the poor and campaign funds from the rich by promising to protect each from the other.
Yep. That sounds right.
I like it. Date in history on January 20th, 1981. Well, Ronald Reagan was taking his oath of office. President of Iran's government was releasing 52 hostages. Happened on this day.
You know,
also over at Andrews Air Force Base were 25 B-52s that were loading up with a lot of bombs at the same time, too.
One of the people who was released, one of the 52 hostages, was a guy by the name of Rocky Sickman, who's from St. Louis, who still works at Anheuser-Busch, but at the time was a 22 or 24-year-old Marine guard there. And I had him on the air more than a decade ago, and what a compelling story it was. Because, you know, people think that they went to see the movie Argo, and that that was the only time we had any people in Iran who had to get out. This story of these 52 Americans who were held hostage there for 444 days by the Khomeini government is still one of the most compelling stories you'll ever hear.
Bastards.
Yeah.
And finally...
Hey, he hit it today.
Yeah, but he didn't say no.
No.
Pop quiz, name the name of the presidential candidate whose sister is United States Federal Appeals Superior Court Judge Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump.
Tim, I'll let you take the first guess.
I'm going to go with Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Marco Rubio.
Sister's name is Mary Ann Trump Berry. She's Donald Trump's sister and assigned to the 3rd District in Washington, D.C.
Wow, okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike Evans. See ya.
Thank you very much. Mike, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Speaking of the presidential race, we will have a new president 1 year from today, because it's January 20th, and he'll be sworn, he or she, I should say, will be sworn in 1 year from today, which means we still have a year of this nonsense to go.
Oh,
actually, I guess only really 9.5 months to go before the election.
But it's still nonsense.
It's still all nonsense. It's still all noise. You know, Josh insists on having the cable channels on the TVs here in the studio. I can't even look up at them during the show because it's just nonsense after nonsense after nonsense. And that includes every one of the candidates. I cannot wait for these next 9.5 months to be over. Before I get to knuckleheads in the news, two mathematical things I want to mention here. One, unemployment in Missouri down to 4.4%. How about that? I think that's great, considering that that means that 95.6% of Americans have a job. Might not be the job they want, might not be paying as much as they were making beforehand, but I'm one of those who believes that at no point should American employment be at 100%. And I know you agree with me, because every one of us has been in a place and thought to myself, how does this guy have a job?
Right.
By him, he can't even get my soda right. This guy shouldn't even have a job. That's what I'm talking about when I say it shouldn't be 100%. And the other thing, mathematical, that I have to mention is congratulations to Dr. Curtis Cooper of the University of Central Missouri, who has discovered the largest known prime number. Prime numbers are numbers that can only be divided by themselves and one. They have no other factors. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19, 23, 29, wouldn't 31. Already, don't interrupt me. I'm doing the prime numbers. 31. All right, I'm done.
It's got it memorized.
Shouldn't somebody have already found this by now?
Well, the last time they found one, it was 17 million digits long.
Okay.
This one that they found, you'd think, well, 17 million digits. How many more digits could it be? 5 million more. Mm. This prime number is 22 million digits long. It is 2 to the 74,207,281st power minus 1. Because it can't be an even number because it would be divisible by 2. So Dr. Curtis Cooper, quote, discovered this. Here's the real truth behind this. They have computers right. Working on calculating this all the time. But when someone in the lab notices it and reports that the computer has found one, that person gets credited with the discovery.
I want them to have to count up to that number doing the thing that you just did. 3?
No. 2, five, two, three, two three, 5, 7, seven 11, 13, seven, 19, 23, 29,
2 to
31,
the 50, 50,
37,
power,
41,
minus 1.
43.
My thing is aren't there diseases out there that need to be conquered?
Yeah, but not by mathematicians. Right. Well, these are not the people who would work on that.
Well,
you know, see, it's always the people, you know, people always say, hey, you know what? We don't have a cure for cancer, but we have that. Yeah, but those people weren't working on curing cancer. They were working on trying to figure out, I mean, here's what it really came down to. They were trying to figure out whose turn it is to go in the computer room and see if it has a new number. Send Cooper in there. And he comes out with a big grin on his face. Guess who discovered a prime number? You didn't discover anything, Cooper. You just were the one who looked on the computer.
Hey, can I interrupt with a traffic note here?
Absolutely.
We do have a serious accident. A caller called in, and I checked the cameras here. It's on northbound 170 between Natural Bridge and Highway 70. It's got one lane open right now, so a lot of emergency vehicles on the scene.
Say where it is again.
Northbound 170 between Natural Bridge and Highway 70.
All right. Time now for Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. Download the STL Taxi app or call them at 314-652-3456. Yes, spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Linden Station, Wisconsin, where a sheriff's deputy and a state trooper were at the BP gas station dealing with a drunken man and woman when the woman left the store. A few minutes later, the deputy went outside too, noticed he couldn't find the woman or his squad car. A witness said the woman got in the squad car and drove east on Interstate 90. The deputy and the trooper pursued the squad car in the trooper's vehicle, pulled the woman over. She was arrested for a suspicion of third offense operating while intoxicated. That's the third time she's been pulled over for being drunk behind the wheel. Part of the story that has not been explained to me is why deputies keep leaving the keys in the patrol car. Story number two comes from Badajoz, Spain. While his eighth grade students took an exam, a teacher was on his computer watching porn and engaging in sexual chats online. What he didn't know was that the computer was still connected to the classroom's overhead projector, enabling his class of 28, 12, and 13-year-olds to see all these images and sexual terminology. When he finally realized, after the 50-minute-long exam, what had happened, he deleted his computer history and thought he would just keep it as a secret, but the kids knew, so he was honest and went to the headmaster, told him something horrible had happened. School opened an investigation involving the Parents Association, which reached the decision to fire the teacher who had been at that school for 20 years. He appealed the decision, blaming his behavior on traumatic childhood experiences. That's why you were watching porn in front of the 12 and 13-year-olds, because you had a bad childhood. The appeal was rejected by the court, and he does not have his job back. In LaPorte, Indiana, a man who appeared drunk pulled up to the drive-thru at McDonald's to pay for his order, handed over a handful of stuff from his pocket. Not just money, but other things. The clerk sorted through it, found enough money to pay for the order, also found a green plastic baggie containing a rock-like substance, which she thought might be crack. She didn't say anything about that to the customer, but told her boss, who called the cops. By the time the cops showed up, the customer was gone, but the cops used surveillance footage from the McDonald's to track him down later. Oh, by the way, it wasn't crack cocaine. It was heroin. And we finish today in Dorchester, England, where Jordan Harborn and Cy Prowse went into a Tesco supermarket about 2:30 in the morning and made a heck of a ruckus, shouting, swearing, throwing fruit around. Two staff members asked them to leave, and that's when things got really bad. Harborn and Prowse knocked one clerk down and punched him while on the floor. Then they fought other staffers who tried to help. Eventually, they got outside the store, but they started throwing plant pots and compost bags and even a bicycle at the doors. One of the plant pots hit a store worker in the face as the doors were closing. The cops finally showed up. Vandals still not through fighting. They tried to kick the cops. A store employee got involved, got bitten on the arm. Eventually, the police got him under control, took him away. Jamie Porter is a lawyer representing one of these two thugs and says his client had shown great immaturity and has been troubled by his drinking and ashamed of his behavior. Oh, well, then we'll just let you off, along with the guy who watched porn because he had a bad childhood. Oh, we'll also include you in today's Knuckleheads in the News here on the Big 550 KTRS. All right, that's it for us today. We got Mizzou basketball coming up in just a couple of minutes. On behalf of Tim and Josh, I'm Paul Harris. Follow me at Twitter, @PaulHarrisShow, and thanks for listening to the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Frank. You know, I think when you're born, you're dealt these cards. I think, you know, some people, I didn't get any hair. All right. My hair was gone at 23. Okay. So no big deal. Some people, it just seems like their whole lives, they're just the way that the stars were lined up, that they have migraine headaches all the time, or they get bad eyes. I got a bad deal in the eye department. I got all kinds of issues, but teeth, I got dealt a good hand there. Pretty lucky with my teeth. Good, solid, strong, fairly white without having to whiten them teeth. Not everybody gets that. But I also take care of them by going to the dentist. And sometimes the problems people have with their teeth are created by themselves because they don't go to the dentist. If you're one of those people and you've put it off and put it off, knock it off. Let's end it here with Ballast Dental Care. Let's put an end to this putting off what you haven't done for what you know is far too long. It's been years since you've been to a dentist. Now, let's say you've been to a dentist. You go regularly, but you're not wild about your dentist, or your dentist died or retired or is mean or has bad breath. Ballast Dental Care. I'm inviting you to go where I've gone for over 41 years, and that's the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You will not regret this. BallastDentalCare.com.
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look good, or do they give you an ugly online black eye? Negative content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce, bankruptcy, or bad tweets can have a serious impact on your life, career, and business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you'll get a free expert reputation assessment. This free assessment, using patented technology, will show you how easy it is to make the truth about you more visible than the negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results ruin your life and good name. Get your free reputation assessment today. Call 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. Don't delay. Call 1-800-432-9197 now.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
KTRS St. Louis. On the Tiger Network, Mizzou basketball is on the air.
Left wing, right, open three, temperature check goes down. He is red hot from outside.
This is Mizzou basketball. Now to courtside. Here's Gary Link and Mike Kelly.
Inside of Mizzou Arena on Norm Stewart's court tonight, it's a rematch between Missouri and Georgia. The first game in Athens won by the Bulldogs by 18. They'll hook up again tonight here in Columbia. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage brought to you by Shelter Insurance continues after this. This is Mizzou basketball from Learfield Sports.
Do you live and breathe college sports? Wish you could listen to the games anywhere you drive? Well, you're in luck, because at SiriusXM, we bring you the biggest college football and basketball action live all season long. Plus, with exclusive in-depth analysis, shows from legendary coaches, and live reports on College Sports Nation, SiriusXM is your college sports heaven. Welcome to the world of satellite radio. Find out more at SiriusXM.com.
3, 38. Protect yourself and those around you by getting your flu vaccine. It is your best defense against the flu. Annual vaccination against flu is recommended for all people 6 months of age and older, unless they have a condition or medical reason not to get the vaccine. Stay in the game, get vaccinated, and help us tackle the flu.
To find a flu vaccine clinic near you, go to mo.gov and click on the flu vaccine locator. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Shop the Tiger Team Store for officially licensed Mizzou gear and gifts. Whether it's fan fashion, a baby's first Tiger outfit, man cave accessories, or professional work attire, the Tiger Team Store has something for everyone in your Tiger family. Tiger Team Store is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Faro Field, and is also open at Mizzou Arena during home basketball games. Shop for your Mizzou style at MUTigers.com or in person at the Tiger Team Store, the official store of Mizzou Athletics.
man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right, we lit those guys up.
Boom, nails a three. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? This was our first game in your new Nissan. That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
ShopChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers.
On the Tiger Network, Mizzou basketball is brought to you by Bud Light. Stay in the game and drink responsibly. By your Midwest Ford dealer and by Great Southern Bank. Understanding what really matters. Member FDIC. This is Mizzou basketball.
Georgia's 2-3 in the SEC. Missouri 1-3. They meet for the second time this season tonight. Stay with us. A visit with Missouri's freshman KJ Walton coming up next. This is Mizzou basketball from Learfield Sports.
Hey, Mizzou fans, be sure to check out the Mizzou Watch Party page on MUTigers.com to see locations near you to watch Mizzou football and basketball games. Get your chance to win tickets, merchandise, and other great prizes. Official Watch Party location in the greater St. Louis area is Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Go to MUTigers.com or HotshotsNet.com for more information on locations. Go Tigers!
ML. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Mizzou sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Mizzou Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit MUTigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. out the stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com.